Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Drink to most anything. Bake mine milk, however, not tequila. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, all right. 7 at the hour. July the 17th. We are a little bit more, a tad more than halfway through the month of July. Jay, what sayest thou about that? I just thought it was
leftover. Yeah, one step closer to winter.
Yeah, oh. There you go. Ha, ha. All right. Well, let's see here. We've got some exciting things going on today, as is the case. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner to round up all of the thoughts, the conversation about the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people of the day. If you're new to the program, thank you very much for coming to hear us and allow you or encourage you to discuss the information we are about to lay on you, whether it be through our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Thread, at Good Day Radio Show, or on Twitter, Good Day On Air. 855-999-DUG is also a good way for you to share your excitement. The good news is that, I suppose the good news for all of us is that we didn't win. But nobody else won either.
No one else won. Yes, the silver right. lining.
900
still
mil.
A chance.
Yep. Powerball is 900 mil. No jackpot person on Saturday. And then the Mega Millions. Isn't it interesting how these both grow almost simultaneously with each other? They grow and they grow and they grow.
Well,
so
the faster, the more people don't win, the faster they grow, because then even more people are playing. Because there are a lot of people who will only play the lottery with Powerball or Mega Millions if it gets to a certain, like they have a certain jackpot number before
silly,
they will be willing to play.
Yeah, silly. Mega Millions is 45 states. And let's see. So we have the Tuesday drawing, all right, so that's for the Mega Millions, and the jackpot keeping moving up, 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 and up. So Powerball and Mega Millions both in 45 states. What states don't have them? Is there a law against gambling in some states, and that's why they don't have Powerball or Mega Millions? I've always wondered about that. Where there are...
That's a good question. I'm sure the Googlebot can let us know.
The Googlebot. Let's hear it for Google. Yay. Now
Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Nevada, and Utah passed on the opportunity or vetoed proposals to participate in those lotteries.
Well, I wonder about that. That seems strange for Hawaii anyway. All right, here's some more good news. I suppose this would be considered good news. The fellow from California who killed those three teenagers by ramming their car off the road after they played a doorbell prank on him, sentenced to life in prison without parole. Good. That's it. That's the end of that story. He was guilty on 3 counts of murder, 3 counts of attempted murder, and a special circumstance allegation of multiple murders for the deaths a couple of years ago of those three. I think we've forgotten about this to a point because it takes so long to get justice, right? 3 years to get this done would seem to me would be a better lesson if you're going to actually learn. People don't seem to pay much attention, especially when they're angry, right? This guy is so angry, was, and probably still is, probably thinks he got screwed by the system or something like that. Right.
I don't deserve that. It would ditch where you ring the doorbell and then you run away.
Yeah. Okay. How many times has that happened?
And these children were so young. The driver was 18, and then the other two, 13 and 14 years old.
Yeah. Let's kill them because they rang my doorbell. How dare they? I remember backing into with my truck once a number of years ago. I was on a dirt road, and I was lost, and I backed into this guy's driveway, and he came out with a pipe. And he said, "How I win?" And it was a very foul with his language. "Get off my driveway. Who do you think you are? Up you get, blah, blah." You know, he just went on and on and on. So I looked at him. I said to him, "If you touch me, I will own your house." And that, then he walked away.
Oh, that's because what you didn't have a gun. I mean,
well,
those
things, probably.
We're seeing this too often in the news where people who have a gun are so, like, not everybody, please understand that, but are so reactive that someone lost their life because they were shot at while just turning around. They used a driveway to turn around and somebody flipped another car off. It's like you almost, while we are not in control of other people, we have to be super vigilant, hyper vigilant, and very much in control of our own emotions and reactions, because we don't know if we are going to say something or lose our cool, say something, do something, flip the wrong person off, and then end up dead.
How often have you flipped somebody off because you were annoyed?
Well, my husband's almost every day, but I mean, other than that, not so much.
You flip off your husband every day?
It's our love language. But no, like, I'm not a road rage person. As far as other people go, I feel like I have the wherewithal to understand that if somebody's rude to me, chances are how they're reacting or acting is probably not really about me. There's something else going on in their life, and I just kind of send them the positive energy and move on with my day. I don't need to flip other people off or yell at other people or be rude to other people for the pure sake that they annoyed me out in public or anything like that. I'm just, that's not my MO. That's not my MO.
I just wonder what it is that, yeah, really, that makes people that crazy, that angry. How do you live your life that way? You don't have a long life if you're like that, because the anger will create circumstance in your heart. It'll also give you cancer. Stress and anger create.
Yes.
Oh yeah. The bottom line is that it's very, very unhealthy. And so you wonder somehow, I don't know, I just don't figure how it is that
trauma, it's a trauma response, really. A lot of times unresolved from childhood, but sometimes something can happen after childhood that still creates that response.
So there was a bill in Oregon that has to do with this sort of thing. A law was passed on guns, and it made, you know, there were a lot of people who went bananas because this new gun law, it was pretty tough as it was passed, acknowledged to be tough. A judge has ruled that the law is constitutional, which I thought was a voter-approved gun control measure. And it is now considered to be, if not the toughest, one of the toughest in our country. The judge ruled that banning large capacity magazines and requiring a permit to purchase a gun falls in line with the nation's history and tradition of regulating uniquely dangerous features of weapons and firearms to protect public safety. Sounds like the right decision to me. The Supreme Court decision on the Second Amendment that has upended gun laws all around the country. It has divided judges. It has confused a lot of people. The confusion is over what firearm restrictions can remain on the books. It changed the test that lowers courts, the lower courts had put into effect. I have something in my eye, excuse me. I read through this last night.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, excuse me.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, one would think that for guns, you would need to have a permit, a background check, regardless of what the capacity is of the weapon.
Yeah.
You need all of this stuff to drive a car. Why
right, you can
you
get
a
gun.
A
right.
Gun?
Yeah. You can buy, in my community, you can get a gun easier than you can put a chicken in your backyard.
Probably. That's, you can't even rent a car until you're at the age of 25.
Right. Let's see. This was the measure was called number 114. Requires residents to undergo safety training and background check to get a permit to buy a gun. What is wrong with that? And if you can, or you want to argue that, help yourself to any one of anybody who's got any common sense. This is nothing but good. There are too damn many guns and too many people have them that shouldn't have them. You want one? Fine. Prove that you're okay. It's the same again as driving a car. You want to drive a car? Get a license. Prove that you know how to drive it. And most of the time, when you, if you look at the way 16, 17, 18-year-olds drive now, even though they have a license, they went through driving school. They don't know anything about cars. They don't know anything about driving. They pay no attention because they got that damn device. And it's
That's the same for 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds. I see all ages on the road that are guilty of that.
You mean being on their device, yeah.
On their device, right. Yes. Yeah. Or they forgot, they don't know where they're going. So rather than pull to the side of the road or pull into a parking lot to do their navigation, they just stop on the road.
Yeah, right in the middle of the road.
People don't even put on their hazards. They don't know to put on their hazards.
Very thoughtless, which goes with that whole generation anyway. So number nine last
week.
Not
that whole generation. I'm talking about older people. I'm talking about 50-year-olds. Yeah, 40-year-olds. Yeah,
that there's plenty of it to go around. I agree. Last week on the countdown, the chart had at number nine the amount of crime. It seems to me that we the whole focus on various crimes, that we spend a lot of time talking about it. More time, it would seem, than that when you look at the whole list of things, the story list, it would be more important than number nine, given the amount of time that we spend talking about this stuff. Right? Think about it for a sec. How many people who are out there doing this sort of thing? Mm-hmm. This Long Island serial killer, Rex Heuermann, kept track of the families. You see this? Compulsively searching for photos of his victims. Here's another guy who had no business being in public, frankly. He's out of his mind. And anyway, he was charged Friday, you may have heard this, three counts of first-degree murder, three counts of second-degree murder, and the deaths of all of these people. He actually is considered the prime suspect in a number of deaths on Long Island, linked to killings by various burner phones that were used to rendezvous with the victims. And they found a piece of the hair from one of them, and his vehicle had some of their blood in it. So, ugh. Give him the chair. Get rid of him. Dispose of him. 18 after the hour.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diet, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitrin.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's 23 and change after the hour for this Monday, the 17th of July. Doug and Jay, Stephan and Kirshner. Sounds like a law firm, right? Stephan and Kirshner. At the ready.
A very successful one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So Dolly Parton is in the news. Seems to be around a lot lately, and maybe there's a good reason for that. And we're going to talk about why it is that she says she's still around and still moving and still going. And I think her philosophy and mine are about the same. Let's talk about that after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here you come again. I'm looking better than a body has a right to. And shaking me up so that all I really know is here.
It's a great song. Here we go again. So she's going strong because she wants to. Dolly and I are the same age. No, actually, she's older than I am. Are you supposed to say that about women, right? If they're older, what difference? Age is just a BS number, and she proves it.
Well, and I think a lot of more people are proud of their age anymore rather than ashamed, especially with women, because it used to be men were like a fine wine. They get better with age, and women, you know, you're a spinster and you're done by the time you're 27, 28. You know, and it's just not that way anymore.
Dolly says, and she's made it very clear, I will not retire. I don't ever want to retire. I'll drop dead. Excuse me.
In the middle of a song on stage. That's the way she wants to go. And, of course, she acknowledges you don't really have control or a choice over that. But in a dream world scenario, she dies on stage doing what she loves most in the middle of a song.
I'm not sure that you don't have control. I think a lot of it is the mental attitude that you have toward that whole reckoning process. So if, you know, that's it. I've said to you any number of times, I figure I've said it on the air any number of times, here today, gone tomorrow, and we all kind of chuckle, all slump over. That'll be it. So, yeah, good. I give her a lot of credit also for having the relationship that she does to Carl Thomas Dean. She's been married to this guy since 1966. Nobody ever sees him. No one would know. If you Googled, if you went to Mr. Google there, the Googlebot, and put in Carl Thomas Dean, it would probably identify him as Dolly's husband, but I bet you you won't find a picture of him. At least she says, my husband is a good man. And I would bet that because of the way she lives and how busy she is, he had to understand, and he did. That's what made it work, right? You understand who your spouse is.
Yes, yeah.
And how they live and what they have to offer. Yes.
Yeah, and having a real partnership. And she has her farms and all of her other aspects, even aside from music that she does. And sure, he has a big hand in all of it.
She's had can you imagine, 65 studio albums. She's got the Guinness World Record for the most studio albums released by a female country singer. Good for Dolly Parton, 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, parents often bring a pet into the family to teach kids a sense of responsibility or perhaps provide a child with a playmate. But kids often learn something more fundamental about themselves and the world. How to empathize with others, how to understand subtle feelings, how to look at the world from a vastly different perspective. Here are just some of the things that kids learn when they have pets in their life. A communication. Children learn the subtle cues that their pets give them to indicate their feelings. Empathy. Kids often become more curious about the emotion their pets feel compared to their own. Nurturing skills. If properly supervised by adults, a child can learn how to take care of another living being and take pleasure in keeping a pet healthy and happy. And what about confidence? Kids go through life under constant evaluation. They're rated by their behavior, their grades, and other athletic performances. Pets have no such expectations. They're delighted that the child is just with them, being a kid. You know, new studies indicate that kids that grow up with pets grow up more stable and better off. So if you don't have one, maybe it's time to adopt. I'm Warren X.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No. It was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An estimated 70 million Americans are still coping with extreme heat. Forecasters say the blistering heat wave is expected to continue next week as a high pressure dome from Texas moves westward. Search and recovery efforts continue in Pennsylvania, where 5 people were killed and 2 children are still missing after flash flooding in the Philadelphia area. The National Weather Service says more than 4.5 inches of rain fell in just 2 hours Saturday evening. Former President Trump says there are some good people running against him for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. Speaking on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, the former president acknowledged some of the Republican candidates could have a role in his administration if he's elected. It took almost 5 hours for Carlos Alcaraz to end the reign of Novak Djokovic at Wimbledon, winning a five-set thriller. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I know it's going to be a good day.
Now I bet you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Doug Sunshine here. Otherwise known as Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It's one of the most iconic and well-known themes in the history of television and movies. Crank this puppy up, would you please, James? Lalo Schifrin wrote this in the mid, this song, the notes of this music, mid-60s with the television show Mission Impossible, which lasted, I think, 7 or 8 years, and maybe more than that. It's still in, reruns. It was very interesting the way everything was presented. And for my money, it still is
one of the best series, one of the best and most creative of and the movie that came out this past weekend proves it. I get so tired of looking at these stories, and I'm happy to tell you that I'm sick of it because of all the stuff. Chuck and I, Chuck Curry, our movie man, and I talk about this all the time, how, in fact, the critics take it apart. What about the public? Who gives a crap what the critics say? If you enjoy stuff like this, and I do, I went yesterday, the weather was so horrible here yesterday that I went to two movies. I haven't been to the movies for quite a long time. It's hard for me to go this time of year because of the work on the farm. But when I get a day and there's something good that I want to see, I did want to see that movie. what is it? A Hard Choice or something? I forget. But with Jennifer, what's her last name? Jennifer Lawrence. I did kind of, it looked like a cute movie.
Oh, No Hard Feelings.
No Hard Feelings, that was it, yeah. But when I wanted to see Mission Impossible for sure. The theater was full. The lines outside were long. So whether it only, what did it take in? 70 million or so, they say. I don't even know. They come out with these numbers on Sunday morning. How do they know what went on? The business about Sunday, and it's ridiculous the way this stuff comes out. Anyway, it actually did $80 million over the weekend, not the 56 million. On Saturday and Sunday, it did 56. Over the weekend, it did 80. And that, I think, was kind of the prediction. But I will tell you, anybody who likes Tom Cruise, anybody who likes Vin Rames, anybody who likes Simon Pegg, I said to Jay off air, I thought Simon Pegg looked a lot older for some reason. And he always had that youthful face and all the things. He's been in all kinds of movies for sure. He's a good actor. He's kind of a what they call an expressive. But there's a new lady named Hayley Atwell who plays, well, at first you're not quite sure whether she's a good guy or a bad guy. And I'm not going to give away some of the stuff. Rebecca Ferguson has been his love interest in the last, three of these, I think, three or four of them. She was quite convincing as another sort of a spy of sorts. And then there's this new woman named Vanessa Kirby who's in it, who plays a baddie. Until she's not a baddie. Like, Ethan wins them all over. At any rate, it's a very good movie. I found they're on all of the Mission Impossible movies were on TV over the weekend, and you could find them almost anywhere on the networks and cable and that sort of thing. They go back to, I think 2011 was the first. No, actually the first one was 2006, and they've been, you know, around since then. And the stunts get better. The fact that he performs all these stunts, he actually runs the motorcycle off the cliff, he did that.
Oh, and there's a behind-the-scenes video that's been circulating on social media, partly to promote this. And you see him do the stunt, and you see the director and other crew members kind of watching him and then watching the screen and just holding their breath, waiting for him to pull his parachute once he gets farther down. And then when he does, they all kind of just like have this big sigh of relief, and then they start clapping and everything. And he comes back and he goes, you know what, let's do it again. I think I can hold on to the bike longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, as I point out what's going on here domestically with the negative stories, if you look around at the real stories, over the weekend, it opened on Thursday night, and around the globe, it made $235 million. So that's just about break even for the cost of the movie. When you consider the train stunts that they did, when you consider, and this is how good technology has become, you're convinced they really blew up the bridge. I'm not going to give away too much of it for those of you who haven't seen it. But the inside of the cars on the Orient Express, it's just the whole thing is quite believable, in fact. And it's because of him, he makes it believable. I think that's what kind of makes it work. But then there's another piece to this. They shot the two movies at the same time, and the next one, the other end of this, will come out in a year, I believe, next year, the second half of Dead Reckoning. Anyway, and Isai Morales plays the bad guy. He's not somebody who's necessarily a household name, but as soon as you see him, you will recognize him, because he usually plays in episodic television a police officer. Most of the time a good guy, sometimes a bad guy. He's played other parts, but the one you'll remember him for are shows like Chicago PD and Law and Order. You've seen him. And so this is a big step up for him, I would think, in the rung of his career. He's really believable as a bad guy, because he really is a bad guy in this movie. So anyway, how many of these have there been, by the way? I'm trying to remember how many.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Then are there eight of them? I think there are eight of them around, if I'm not mistaken. Seven. Thank you, James. Seven of them. So, and watching them in chronological order is kind of interesting in that they're all good, but seeing Tom Cruise age also is kind of fun. But the camaraderie that they have. And the other thing that I thought was interesting is that they brought back the guy who is the head of the unit, if you will. And I'm trying to come up with his name, and I will in just a second, as soon as I have found the right. Henry Czerny, Czerny. All right. So if you look him up, you'll remember, well, maybe you will, maybe you won't, remember him from the series that why am I missing out? Harrison Ford played this role three times. It's continued on cable. Come on, do you remember the Ryan, Jack Ryan? Okay, so Harrison Ford was in three of those Jack Ryan movies. And the guy who played the corrupt national security officer is this guy, Henry Czerny. And in this movie, and he's been in the other, I think he's been in a couple of the other ones too, he plays the same guy, plays the head of the National Security Agency, and they gave him the same name. So it's like he's playing the same role that he played.
Like the character, yeah.
Yeah, it's continues over. Uh-huh. from the other movies. So anyway, but it's good. I keep talking because I thought it was a good movie. Thought it was a good way to spend a couple of hours on a rainy Sunday. But it's something that, you know, oftentimes you go see a movie and it's, all right. Or you think, why did they bother with that? And maybe that's what you and I were talking about off air, Jay. These Transformer movies. And I know I sound like an old clock.
Well, I don't know. Transformer ones. You're talking about the Marvel movies.
The Marvel movies more than anything else. Well, Transformers is the same thing. It's all the same. There's no plot. There's no real story. You don't build up. You don't learn anything about the characters. You just watch things being destroyed. That's all it is. It's stupid dialogue.
There are totally plots and character development.
Nah.
And themes. Yes, yeah. And the big climax moment. The one thing that you had said that kind of struck me was that you don't like the Marvel movies. You don't care for them because it's just, there's the violence and they're just blowing things up. And then at the same time, that's exactly what you described with the Mission Impossible movies. And those are what the Jack Ryan things are about, too.
I don't know about it, but
that's what they contain.
Yeah, they have some in them, but there's a story there, and that's, you know, there's always going to be an action. The movies are made, it seems to me, to tell a story, and that's, let me tell you about the second part of my Sunday afternoon, going to see the Sound of Freedom. James Cavill is the star of it. It's a very powerful story about human trafficking, and makes the point, this is the time for it to have been released. I think he's a good actor. I've said this any number of times. I thought the person of interest.
Great in the Power of the Christ. And
yeah, right. Yeah, he was the star of that Mel Gibson movie. That's where we really came into prominence. At any rate, the human trafficking story, the way it's told, how he goes about saving these two children. I won't give it away. And there again, the fellow who plays the father of the two children is somebody who's a very well-known character actor who does... he plays a lot of Spanish.
Jim Caviezel. I'm sorry, I said Henry Cavill. Oh, Superman.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of times you can confuse. Caviezel is the star of the movie, but the fellow who's the father of the two children that are kidnapped is a well-known television actor. Again, he always, pretty much always plays a police officer, but you'll see him. It's a movie well worth spending time on because of the way it's done. And this whole business of human trafficking, which people don't seem to understand what it's, it, if it doesn't, I was thinking about it myself after, you know, the way the kids are grabbed these days.
And how prominent it is.
Yeah. I mean, I think about my grandchildren and people, you know, I tend to be critical. I say to parents, I drive by a school at the end of the school day, an elementary school, let's say, and there are 100 cars parked outside. And they go, whether it's the right reason or not, whether parents are full of fear because they're worried about their children getting picked up by some who knows who. But this trafficking, I don't know whether you knew this or not. Every year, millions of men and women and children are trafficked. Not just the children, it's men and women as well.
Yes.
Including right here in our country, and that's the point of this movie. So here's a little more info, background info from Brandy Bynum, who's the program manager of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, with some more things for you to think about.
Did you know that every year, millions of men, women, and children are trafficked worldwide, including right here in the United States? Brandy Bynum, Program Manager at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, has more information.
Human trafficking involves the use of force, fraud, or coercion to obtain forced labor or commercial sexual exploitation. It can happen in any community, and victims can be of any age, race, gender, or nationality.
On July 30th, 2023, DHS Blue Campaign recognizes World Day Against Trafficking in Persons to bring awareness to these crimes.
Take time on Sunday, July 30th, to learn more about human trafficking and how to report a potential human trafficking situation in your area.
Join us and help combat human trafficking by visiting dhs.gov/blue campaign. That's dhs.gov/blue campaign.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time for us to come up with some good ideas organically, and I don't mean that as a pun, although that fits into our food, farm, and family segment. Good living, good farming, good information from Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner. Today is National Peach Ice Cream Day. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream. I love a good peach ice cream. It has its own fan base, it would seem. And you think, there's nothing better, though. It may be peach ice cream or a fruity ice cream. If you're sad, if you're down, if you had a bad day, nothing better to uplift your mood than a good dish of peachy orange. Pineapple is good as well. Cherry, vanilla, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
but it's got to be good.
Well, but just think. So it was just National Ice Cream Day, and peach ice cream has to follow it with its own day because that many people love
peach ice cream. And this is the time of year. Although it's going to be tough this year, a lot of the peaches, especially in my region, peach trees got snapped by a late frost. So there are not going to be as many peaches around. And the ice cream, I noticed that the the fellow that supplies me, I have two suppliers of ice cream because I've gone around. I'm quite a connoisseur of good ice cream, so I know it needs to be 16%, 18% butterfat, that sort of thing, in order to really be good. And so I noticed that the peach ice cream went up by 60. The ice cream comes in tubs, usually 3-gallon tubs. And so have you ever seen those, Jay?
No, not
the tubs that ice cream comes in. Yeah, it comes in. And so this, I pay $34, $35, $36 a tub for it, and there are about 100 servings in each one. So the addition of 60 cents a tub because the peaches is because you can't find them much as anything else. Ice cream goes back to the Roman Emperor Nero, who ordered ice from the mountains and combined it with the cream and the fruit toppings. And so, because there were no freezers at that time, there was no other way of holding onto the ice cream. And so in China, they did sort of the same thing. In China, King Tang. Doesn't that sound like da-da-da-da-da-da, King Tang instead of King Tut? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
The French, as a person in France, published a book with recipes for frozen desserts back in the 1700s. And so the first real ice cream didn't appear till 1774. Ice cream was one of those things that was almost by mistake. And so here we have this apple ice cream. We have Dutch apple. It's really yummy, actually, at the right time of year. Back in 1851, Jacob Fussell set up the first commercial ice cream plant. And ice cream freezers were first used popularly in 1926. It took electricity to really make it work. So anyway, Häagen-Dazs, I think, is the best brand.
Yeah, it's definitely a well-done one. When you're done, those, like, the homemade ice cream makers where you either have to churn it or you put all the stuff together and you roll it back and forth.
Yes.
Something like you do that with kids where you can make your own ice cream.
Yeah, there are electric ice cream makers around, too. They're pretty good. Kind of fun. All right, here's our recall of the day. Members of the Costco group may want to check your freezer, your refrigerator, or your food pantry. There are five food recalls right now affecting food bought at Costco, kind of giving them a black eye. Wawona Frozen Foods recalling bags of 4-pound packages, organic Daybreak blend of strawberries, stuff grown in Mexico, shipped to Costco. They're looking into hepatitis A infections. Good God.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Vital Proteins. Recalling Vital Protein collagen peptides that were sold at Costco because of contamination, a lid broken in one of the containers was found, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Willamette Valley Fruit recalling select codes of Radar Farms Organic Fresh Start Smoothie Blend. Also at Walmart, same thing.
Well, yeah, this is that ongoing frozen fruit mixes, frozen berries that a lot of people use for smoothies. And it's not just at Costco. It is a lot of places.
Yep. Here's the Pescavana Shrimp Street Taco with roasted corn. That's a potentially foreign material. It's just bad business. It's bad management. Kirkland Signature Organic Strawberries. Bring them all back. Outbreak of hepatitis for some of these frozen foods. Just bring them back and get your money back. And demand to be compensated for the time and energy that it took to bring the stuff back. Don't let them push you around. I don't know why you'd buy food at Costco anyway, frankly. You can buy a TV set there, right?
Rotisserie chicken is like their money maker.
Yeah, is it? All right, Jay and Doug here, all together on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.